Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
In today's Gospel, we read about the apparition of the risen Christ to the 11 and the two disciples who had returned from Emmaus. The blending of feelings in the disciples calls our attention again. They were terrified and incredulous for joy. The resurrection news was so good that it was hard for them to process it. It defied their human experience. How could they assimilate they were talking to the one they had seen brutally killed days before? The disciples were still reeling from the traumatic event of the cross. And now this very unexpected one came. Here we see Jesus as the great teacher he is. He gave them different signs and the time to assimilate all of this. First, he spoke to their hearts. "It is I myself. Come see my hands, touch them. Give me something to eat." And then he spoke to their minds, to their knowledge of Scripture. "See, this is what was written." As startling as it looked, it was connected with what they already knew of him. This passage also shows that the gospel is not of human origin. From the beginning, the apostles were accused of fabricating the story of the resurrection. But you can tell that the resurrection was completely beyond their expectations. And that's how the encounter with the living Christ always is. You never quite expect it. You anticipate that prayer, the retreat, is going to flow just like it has before. And then the unexpected happens. The Lord responds, and you realize He is here. He has been with me all this time. Finally, the contrast in the disciples' feelings also makes sense in this way. On the one hand, it is a source of great joy and comfort to realize that God is real, that He is so close, that He listens to our prayers. But that very fact is also a bit intimidating. If Jesus is a real living person that knows me right now, He could ask me to do something for Him. He may have a special request, something in mind for me, as He did with those disciples. He called them and asked them to be His witnesses. It's a comforting and daunting reality at the same time. So what is significant to you in the way Jesus acted in this passage? Have you received signs from God that caused that blending of joy and shock? What changed in your spiritual life when it went from a set of practices to following a living person?